Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from NoDietBabe.com. So in the last episode, I talked a little bit about my relationship struggles and manifesting love, and I got some amazing feedback of people really resonating with that and feeling also some people, you know, worried about their age and the pressures that we feel from society around our 30s. And I mentioned that I was single right up until almost 36 years old. So actually, Robbie and I made things official on my 36th birthday. So that was a long journey from being single and having a few short relationships along the way. In the last podcast, I mentioned I had a long-term relationship when I was young. And then after that, my heart was really closed for a very long time unknowingly. And I did surface level manifestation techniques, and I was able to open my heart enough to manifest a relationship, but it wasn't the right relationship. And then I started doing lots of programs. There are lots and lots of dating programs online, and I did lots of dating programs. And honestly, it just led me down the wrong path, to be honest, a lot of them, because I had to work on codependency patterns, being able to set boundaries, and really honoring how I feel. So the truth is, with weight struggles, there's usually a huge disconnect with your body, okay? With weight struggles, that read any metaphysical book about weight issues, and this is where I started as well. I read the metaphysical reasons for weight gain, and like, pick up any book and you'll just get this short paragraph of a few lines. I have to share them on my Instagram stories where it just talks about the metaphysical reason for weight gain is like not feeling your emotions or feeling shame and guilt. And it can't be like more true. Like, it is so true. And I remember first reading from Louise Hay, this reasoning back in my 20s, and not quite grasping it because I was so unconscious and I just did not have the level of awareness that I have today. And I'm sure in 10 years' time, I'll be saying the same thing. I'll be saying 10 years ago, I didn't have the level of awareness that I have today, because that's just the nature of diving into this self-development work. You're just going to, as you commit to this journey of healing, it's a lifelong journey, and you will continue to uncover things that you were like, holy shit, I never saw that before. Anyway, like I said, weight issues are about not being connected to yourself. And guess what happens if you're playing out codependent dynamics? It's the same thing. And you're going to probably call yourself an empath. I hear that word a lot, and people are like, I'm just an empath and I'm just a people pleaser. But deeper, there's these patterns of codependency that you want to like look out for, because if you're saying I'm an empath, it sounds like there's a lack of boundaries there, and there's a lack of separation between your emotions and the emotions of another person. Having empathy for someone else just means holding space for their emotions. It doesn't mean completely absorbing them, okay? And that's a huge correlation with weight issues. Okay. So if you have weight issues and you're also like, I'm an empath, I want you to recognize the connection there. Okay. And so that's pretty much everything I'd help with all of this. Okay. So don't panic. If this is you, this is literally what I'm here to help you with through my offers, through my courses, through my coaching programs. And so I also received an email this morning, which was beautiful, from a client. She's like, 2 years on, I'm so happy I made that investment with you, you know, because the investment into my programs is multiple four figures, yeah? And the feedback that I get is how profound it is. And from years to come afterwards, how she's being impacted. And she said, years later, I'm still being impacted by this, by that coaching program. It was the best investment. Like, I just so happy I made that investment. You've changed my life. She's just feeling so comfortable in her body and just completely changed her relationship to food. She was so scared in the beginning of weight fluctuations, and I taught her how to connect to her body more and manifest a reality where her weight is stable. So much changed for her, and we go into so much work in coaching with my clients. And that is my intention always, is that I call upon the highest level clients, where it's a beautiful co-creation. It's for the highest good of all. And so if you feel it in your heart, if you feel you're drawn to it, like, you're going to have transformation for years to come, because that's what I'm manifesting for my clients. And here we are years later, and I still get testimonials from clients from years ago telling me. I got a recent testimonial from a client from a year ago. She had lost 20 pounds during that time working with me. And then this is Diana. She lost 20 pounds during working with me a year ago. And she messaged me recently a year later, and she said, I've lost another 20 pounds, so 40 pounds in total now. And so she is continuing to get results. Okay. And so this is a beautiful thing. This is what I intend for people. And what I want is that you continue to do the work after. So it's a continuation of this healing. And that's exactly what I did with my relationship stuff too. So during my 20s, I was just doing surface level techniques. Like I said, I was really just affirming that I trusted in the universe's timing, like trusted God's timing. And I would listen to audios that would calm me down, because I remember being 28, I think around 28 years old, and really panicking. People around me were getting married, and it was such a horrible, like, just, you know, almost like inducing panic attacks type of feeling, and absolute falling into depression when I went through a breakup in my 30s, I think it was in my 30s. Oh my God. Like, just, I went through so much heartbreak, so many problems with dating. And then when I was 30 and I was just feeling depressed and everything, I came across some more manifestation content, which was a bit more deeper. Just not just that surface level of trust the universe and your time will come. And a lot of people just say that as well. Like, oh, just like stop thinking about it and it will happen. And I get that people mean well, but when they say things like you're too picky, or just like wait and the person will come, like, they're super, super wrong. So one of my affirmations, and one of the things that I actually helped my friends with, which a lot of them, surprisingly, after I helped them because I was going through the transformation, I naturally started coaching them, and they all met partners as well. So they all met their soulmates as well after me, because I just naturally start just being a bit of a coach sometimes when I'm on the phone. And so they ended up manifesting their partners too, just because of my energy and what was coming through me at the time from what I was working on. And the things that were going on for me was saying to them, I was like, forget that you're being too picky. You're not being picky enough. You're lowering your standards because you don't believe that you can have what you want. These people who say you're being too picky don't understand that they're in love and you can't be picky to be in love. It's about what you're being a vibrational match to, though. And that is coming from your childhood, from your subconscious mind. So you're going to have to work on some of your perspectives of how you're brought up and stuff lingering in your subconscious, and you may need some assistance with that. Like I hired a coach, and without that coach, I don't think I personally don't feel that I would have accessed my blind spots. I just did not see what was going on. And thankfully I invested in a coach for 6 months, and I continued the work that she gave me for 2 years. Like, it took me 2 years to implement what she taught me in that 6 months. And then, yeah, like Robbie came along. But throughout that time, I had some tough moments, and I had to say things to myself like, you can't go backwards. You can't go backwards. God's will, I got this one, I think, from Amanda Francis, like, God's will is not so fragile. You can break it. God has not forgotten about me. I think she was saying that as well when she was trying to manifest love as well in her 30s. And it's just really important that you don't get bogged down by societal expectations. Here was a reframe that really helped me. I was like, let's say heaps of people are getting married about age 28 or 30, or people are really, I know I had lots of friends getting married in their early 30s. So if you're like, I'm 25 or I'm 23 and my friends are getting married. Yes, same here. I had lots of friends getting married at that earlier age, but I also then later on had people getting married around closer to 30. And I had to go through all of that and feel like I'm a loser and people must think there's something wrong with me. Oh, she's so pretty. Why doesn't she have a partner? There must be something wrong with her. Like, these are some of the messages we've heard in society that can really affect us subconsciously and cause us to carry a different vibrational frequency. So these are some of the things that I had to work on. So my perspective that really helped me through that was, if people are getting married, let's say people get married at age 30, okay, and you're meant to be spending the rest of your life with that person. So let's say you live till 100, right? You're spending another 70 years with that person. I know I'm being generous with the ages, but I like to be generous with age, okay? Let's think positively. Let's live a long, happy life, okay? So let's say you live till 100 and you're like thriving in love until you're 100 years old with this person, and you both die peacefully at the same time in arms, like in The Notebook, right? And let's just say you're married for 70 years. And then you're worried about meeting the right person at a certain time frame. You're willing to potentially rush into the process. And I don't want to say marry the wrong person, but I know a lot of people get divorced in their late 30s, early 40s, because they rushed into getting married before 30. And so let's just think of it that way. If it's not aligned for you, but you kind of just go, no, I'm at this age. I need to get married because I'm at this age. It's what I have to do because that's what society tells me to do. And then you start just romanticizing getting married, but not actually living in the reality of your relationship. You're just fantasizing and romanticizing about getting married. And you completely ignore your actual feelings in the relationship and the person that's in front of you. What I thought to myself was, why would I do that? Because I was with somebody that I could marry at age 31, and we broke up because I said, this isn't right for me. Even though he was an amazing person, I felt like it wasn't the person, like Robbie, how I feel about Robbie. That's what I wanted. And I knew that there was more for me. And holy shit, that was so hard. So many people did not understand why I was breaking up with him at age 31 and that I should just stay because I'm too old and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, why wouldn't you wait? I waited another 5 years to meet the love of my life, and then I get to spend the rest of my life with the love of my life. So you're willing to potentially, you know, not wait an extra 5 to 10 years to meet the love of your life so you can spend the next 60 to 70 years with somebody that you actually love and not just love, but has the characteristics and the dynamic that you wanted. Like, really? Really? But I'm saying this because I want you to snap out of it. I want you to get conscious of the unconscious tendency of societal programming to do this to you. You know, I'm saying this with love because my intention for you is that you wake up and you get connected to yourself and what your actual desires are, and you trust that you can have the desires of your heart. And that's what I did. I believed in the desires of my heart, but I had to go ahead and do the work, okay? It's not just surface level stuff. It's not just going to magically you script it once and then it shows up. It's going to take, oh my God, daily transformational subconscious work and healing and working on patterns, usually around codependency and stuff like that. So anyway, I do a lot of that with my clients because, sure enough, weight issues usually manifest from patterns of low self-esteem, codependency, toxic shame. So they do overlap a lot, and it's a huge part of weight issues being about not getting our needs met. And like I said before, with people who say, I'm an empath and I'm a people pleaser, I'm a perfectionist, and I'm like, yes, I know, because that's literally what causes the manifestation of weight issues. Of course, I'm being general here, and there's a lot more specificity to it when I work with my clients, but hopefully you're starting to get the gist of what I'm saying. So anyway, with relationship stuff, oh my God, I had to start dating to see what I was a vibrational match to. Because in my 20s, I just kind of hid away and was like, I just trust in God's timing and it's going to show up on my doorstep. And that's fine for some people, but my heart was closed and I was what my coach called anti-dependent. So it means when you're independent and your heart is closed because of past hurts. And so I had to learn how to open my heart, but also date simultaneously with boundaries. Like, that was so interesting. Holy shit. I look back and I'm just like, the dating stories that I have, you guys, oh my God, I wanted to create like an anonymous blog at the time, but I did not have the guts because it was just so funny, the stories that I had about dating. But what happened, I have a beautiful story about contacting my spirit baby. So highly recommend the book Spirit Babies. It's by a late psychic that helped people get in touch with their spirit baby so they could conceive a baby. Now, I'm not trying to conceive, and I wasn't trying to conceive. This was, I think, July 2021 that I got the book Spirit Babies. And I was really connected to the universe at that time. So when you do a lot of healing work, and I mean like on a daily basis, if you keep your energy quite clean and you're very connected to yourself, you will also have, we all can have psychic abilities, okay? But I do believe it requires a level of connection and openness to the universe. Like, you have to have this openness. And I had spent a lot of time developing that. And so I was very, very available to receiving some kind of contact from my spirit baby. And I set the intention, and it happened so quickly because I was so aligned. Like, within 20 minutes, my spirit baby, or if it's not my spirit baby, it's something in the universe, like my inner guides, showing me that I'm going to have a baby. And actually, I've scripted as well stuff that's like downloaded stuff from written down. Like there's a Gabrielle Bernstein prompt where you're like contacting your inner guides and you get a blank piece of paper and then you start free writing from downloading from your guides. And it's crazy. They were saying stuff that I'm like, oh, wow, that is actually kind of manifesting now. Anyway, so I contacted my spirit baby. And for some of you, I'm very woo-woo, okay? Like I'm very quantum physics, manifestation, woo-woo stuff, okay? So if this is not for you, then just skip this part. Okay, so I contacted this. I set the intention, contact my spirit baby, but I kind of like just let it go. And I was at my parents' house at the time. And I was hanging out with my parents. Mom and I were just talking upstairs. And all of a sudden, the radio turned on full volume. Like it was so loud. And my mom's like yelling at my dad, why you got the radio on so loud? Turn it down. And my dad then comes out. He's upstairs with us. And the radio is downstairs. And we're like, nobody's downstairs. Who turned the radio on? This is crazy. We're all upstairs. The radio is downstairs. This, you can't make this stuff up. Nobody could have turned that radio on. And the other thing is, Mum said she's never turned the radio up that loud to full volume. That was not at full volume. She's like, I promise you, I have never had it up that loud. It would hurt our ears. We're old. Like, we don't want it that loud. And so it was up full volume and it was playing a song. And the song was, I don't know if you guys know the song. I have to sing it because forgive my singing skills, but I have to sing it. It's by Little River Band and it's like, hold on. Help is on its way. I'll be there as fast as I can. Hold on. A tiny voice did say, somewhere deep inside the inner man. Anyway, I get shivers even just saying it because then after the song finished, the radio turned off. The batteries were flat. The batteries were flat in the radio. Anyway, if you go and look up the lyrics to this song, first of all, it's like, hold on, help is on its way. Like, I'll be there as fast as I can, meaning my baby will be there at, like as fast as it can. Like, I have to be patient. I have to wait. It'll be here as fast as it can be. Okay, so let me actually just read out the lyrics to you because it's so insane. Like, this is just a message from spirit. Okay, so here's the lyrics for Help Is On Its Way by Little River Band. Why are you in so much hurry? Is it really worth the worry? Look around, then slow down. What's it like inside the bubble? Does your head ever give you trouble? It's no sin, trade it in. Hang on, help is on its way. I'll be there as fast as I can. Hang on, a tiny voice did say from somewhere deep inside the inner man. Are you always in confusion, surrounded by an illusion? Sort it out, you'll make out. Seem to make a good beginning, someone else ends up winning. Don't seem fair, don't you care? Hang on, help is on its way. I'll be there as fast as I can. Hang on, a tiny voice did say, somewhere deep inside the inner man. Don't you forget who'll take care of you. It don't matter what you do. Form a duet, let him sing melody. You'll provide the harmony. Oh my God, I'm about to cry because it just, don't forget who'll take care of you, like meaning God. It don't matter what you do, like he's coming, your partner's coming. Form a duet, meaning just don't focus on the baby right now. Just form a duet, like just focus on dating. Let him sing melody, you'll provide the harmony. Like it's just so beautiful. Why are you in so much hurry? Is it really worth the worry? Look around then slow down. Help is on its way. And I met Robbie literally 3 months after this and we've been together 2.5 years now and a few short months ago, I was telling this exact story to one of my friends, and her dad, her mum and dad were there. It's actually my sister-in-law's sister and parents. And I told them this story, and I said that the song is Help Is On Its Way by Little River Band. And they were, so my partner, when I met him, Robbie, he was living in Geelong at the time. He now lives with me. But at the time when I met him, he was living in Geelong, and they, and so Monique, my friend, her dad said, do you know Little River Band is named after Geelong? And I was just like, what the hell? Little River Band named after Geelong. So I like Googled it. I'm going to Google it now. And it's so the band was driving on their way to Geelong, and it says Little River Band, an Australian rock band, was formed in Melbourne in 1975. The brand's name was inspired by a road sign they saw while traveling to a gig in Geelong. And it's just, how can you make this up? Like, it's just so many synchronicities of the song and the lyrics, and the song chosen is named after Geelong, and Robbie was living in Geelong. Just, oh, it makes me so emotional. But what I hope this inspires you is like the magic of the universe and how beautiful and just these moments of I have so much gratitude for these moments of magic when you, the more you surrender to the spiritual work. And sometimes I feel embarrassed to talk about it. Sometimes I feel, oh, people are going to think I'm crazy, because you know what? If you notice on television, they always portray a lot of the time they portray spiritual people or psychic people to be crazy, or the way that they portray them is kind of makes society have these negative judgments. And so I feel self-conscious if I'm met with somebody that doesn't understand that we're, you know, there's some societal programming, and they're a bit like programmed by the matrix, you know what I mean? And if they're not understanding, okay, no, this is just like a person who's connected to to themselves and the world and the universe. And so sometimes I feel a bit funny about sharing that stuff, but the more you surrender to it and allow it. So I know if you're listening to this podcast, you are a spiritual person, but even as a spiritual person, we can sometimes feel ashamed of that. And so the more you kind of unprogram or unlearn that shame and learn to step into who you are and work on that connectedness, you too can get this magical guidance. Or maybe you already have this magical guidance. Maybe you already feel this deep connection, and you've had similar stories and amazing stories of guidance as well. So, you know, trust in that. I printed out the lyrics and I held them, and actually I didn't need them for long to bring me comfort, because my man came along. So, but like, that was a long time coming. It took me till age 36. So like I said, if you are stressing about your age, just remember my little mindset shift of, if I have to wait an extra 5 years, that doesn't matter, or 10 years or however long it takes, I'm willing to surrender to that, but I'm going to do my part. You have to do your part. You can't just surrender the timeline to God. You have to actually do your part to become a vibrational match to love and work on the subconscious aspects that may be closing you off from what you actually want. So anyway, that is all for today's episode. I just wanted to share my story. I've been wanting to share the story of the spirit baby contact with you guys for a while. I did not expect to get so emotional, but I'm one of those people that cry very, very easily. And so, yes, I'd like to extend an invitation to join a journey of transformation like any other. If you're tired of the relentless cycle of temptation and restraint that comes with weight loss and yo-yo dieting, or maybe you don't even feel like you're restraining, but you just can't lose weight no matter what, then this message is for you. I see you, I feel your pain, and I understand the struggle because I've been there myself. You may wake up each morning feeling burdened by the weight of your past attempts to lose weight and the fear of yet another failed diet. Every meal becomes a battleground, and the constant battle against cravings leaves you feeling exhausted and defeated. But what if there was another way? In my coaching program, we dive into the heart of the matter. We unravel the emotional root causes that have kept you stuck in this cycle for far too long. Through the power of law of attraction and manifestation, we will shift your subconscious beliefs and align your thoughts with your desires. Imagine a life where food is no longer your enemy, but a source of nourishment and joy. Picture yourself effortlessly making choices that support your well-being without feeling deprived or restricted. That is the freedom that's awaiting you on this journey. With my 3-month or 6-month coaching package, you'll receive personalized support and guidance every step of the way. We'll meet weekly for up to 2 hours via Zoom, where we'll dive deep into your struggles and celebrate your victories. And with Voxer support available Monday through to Friday, you'll never have to face your challenges alone. Invest in yourself today and reclaim the life you deserve. The cost of the 3-month package is $5,555, while the 6-month coaching package is priced at $9,999. It is not just an investment in weight loss, it is an investment in your happiness, your well-being, and your future that will benefit you for a lifetime. I continue to get notes of gratitude from past clients years later saying it was the best investment and how they continue to lose weight and feel ease and happiness breaking free from the chains of dieting. Are you ready to break free from the chains of dieting and embrace a new way of living? Reach out to me today on Instagram at No Diet Babe and let's embark on this journey together. Your transformation starts now. Thanks for joining me today, you guys. Love you guys, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.